As we gathered our breath, my brother became a little quiet. I wondered if he was feeling like we'd just made a massive mistake, or if, like me, he was just feeling a bit shy and vulnerable. My husband sensed his hesitancy too and said he thought it would be best if he went and lay down for a while to give us some time alone. When he left the room, I took my brother's hand. He was too shy to look me in the eye, but when I asked how he was feeling, he managed to say he just felt a little sensitive and he wondered if he thought he'd done anything he shouldn't have. When I told him that of course I didn't think that, he took a deep breath, like a weight had been lifted. I felt a surge of warmth for him, a sense of security in his presence, but also a desire to calm him. I angled my face up toward him. He responded by bending his head down toward me and attaching to my lips. Our mouths opened slightly and our tongues touched. A sharp taste hit me. It was like putting my tongue on a little 9-volt battery. His mouth was a mix of my own taste and his, and it made a dizzy feeling in the back of my skull that began running up and down my spine. He held the back of my head as I pushed my tongue deeper into his mouth, and we began kissing forcefully, almost uncomfortably, and we didn't let up until we could barely breathe and had to break for air. As he gathered his breath, I took his hand and gestured for him to lie down so I could put my head on his chest. We lay there still for a while, just holding hands, the rise and fall of his chest gently lolling me up and down like a boat in a harbour. We were still nude and I couldn't help but look down the landscape of his body, over the ridge of his ribs and down the planes of his torso. Part of me wanted to travel across those regions again to reassure him that everything was okay. It was a sensual desire but also something else, like when we were young and we'd rub each other's backs or speak reassuring words after one of us had woken from a bad dream. Only this was neither bad nor a dream. It was a beautifully heightened reality, and rather than waking from it, we were falling into it. When I began to stroke his belly, his whole body twitched and goosebumps flared out across his skin. I drew my fingers up and down his torso, allowing them to descend a little further on every trip. My fingers soon reached the undergrowth, slightly waking the mass beyond it. But going beyond that point with my hand seemed somehow too crass or detached. If anything, my touch had to be more intimate than that, so I put my lips to his chest and kissed him down the length of his body, past his belly button, down the trail, and over the forest where his beautiful manhood lay. I've seen things which in some circumstances might be more impressive. The reclining Great Sphinx in Giza, a sea lion sleeping on a grassy dune in New Zealand. But in this moment, I was more affected by the simple detail of his resting member. I wanted to bring it to life and totally consume it, so I slid my lips around the tip and took it into my mouth. The little goosebumps around the base immediately grew more pronounced. Looking up at him, his eyes were glassy and placated, like he was almost in a trance. I held it against the roof of my mouth, then drew my tongue up and down the underside. He reached down and held me at my temples, rubbing his fingertips across the back of my scalp. As he grew slowly but monumentally in my mouth, I felt a sense of myself expanding too, mentally and physically, like my body was a pavilion being pitched in anticipation of an event, and the nerves around the center of it were busy with excitement. A moment later, he'd outgrown my mouth, but I wanted to contain him, to hold him fast inside me. Without thinking, I released him, climbed over and straddled him, holding my body just above his. Then I hesitated, a little unsure. His hand, though, slid down from my head to my back to my hips and pulled me down so our most sensitive regions gently touched. I was still wet, from him and me. And I slowly and very gently glided back and forward on him, just once or twice, my hips in a motion like a wave dragging the lips of my pussy along the ridge of his cock. It was excruciating. We breathed heavily into each other's mouths again, and as I continued to slide, he began angling himself up so the head of his cock was at the threshold of my vagina. He was so close to slipping right into me, but he didn't. He suddenly curled his face into my breast and paused. Then I heard his muffled voice ask whether I thought that maybe I should check in with my husband before we start something we can't stop. He was right. I asked him to come with me though, then got up and dragged him down the hall by the hand to open the bedroom door. It was dark, but we could make out my husband lying on the far side of the bed, still naked, his erection lying across his belly. I asked why he hadn't come back in, and he replied that he wanted us to be free to have privacy if we wanted to continue alone. I climbed onto the bed next to him, dragging my brother behind me, and we lay there for a moment, looking at each other alternately. At that point in time, nothing seemed to matter. Not who each of us were as individuals, or how we become enmeshed, or what we might be collectively at that moment. Lying there between them, I felt the most secure I've ever felt in my life, the most absorbed, the most content, but the most anticipating too. It didn't matter if they were alone without me. I wanted that, and I wanted each of them alone with me, and I wanted all of us together. I wanted it to be whatever it was. I just asked them straight out. I asked them to fuck me, together. Then I crawled onto my hands and knees into the middle of the bed. My husband rolled off and went around to the foot of the bed behind me while my brother shifted himself across in front of me. They began touching me, my husband rounding my ass with his hands and sliding his fingers up and down on my pussy lips. My brother running his hands across my shoulders and then lying his head underneath me to kiss my breasts and read the braille around my nipples with his tongue. As the ecstasy of the moment built, I lost my bearings. Everything became hazy. I abandoned myself to their touch. I stroked them. They stroked me. They stroked themselves. I stroked me. At some point, I even took their hands and encouraged them to touch each other, and they did, and they were surprised that the pleasure was the same but different. My urgency grew as we touched each other, and I wanted them inside me at the same time. I pulled my husband back around behind me and pushed my brother down onto the bed to straddle him again. My husband entered me first from behind. I was so lubricated that he could ease straight into me. He stayed still there with the slight curve of his cock nudging the tip into the left wall of my vagina. My breasts hung under my brother's chin, and he had to gently hold them up with his left forearm so he could see to guide himself in as I lowered myself onto him. As he started to enter me, the feeling was otherworldly. His cock found its own path into me as it joined my husband's, slightly to the right side, but high up against the ridge of my pubic bone, so it was directly against the most sensitive spot on my vaginal wall. My mind and inner voice were silent, taking it all in, but my body was enraptured. I was being completely filled and reshaped, and I couldn't keep my fingers away from my swelling clit. I began with very small movements, arching my back to pull my hips away from them slightly, and then straightening out again to drop back onto their cocks, pushing them even deeper inside me. I thought if I moved too quickly, I'd come too fast, so I established a slow but steady rhythm, pulling at their hips to get them moving too. As they joined me, pushing their cocks forward in unison, driving each other deeper into me, I imagined what they could feel. The way the incidentally soft and gentle collision of their balls meeting each other underneath me contrasted with the direct friction of their cocks working together inside me. I looked down at my brother, who I think was watching the swing of my breasts intently. Like they were colliding ocean swells or sunflowers being whipped together in a cyclone. He gathered them in, held them fast to him, then released them again and lost himself in their movements. Soon they were fucking me so hard I was being lifted off the bed and I had to put my brother's hands on the front of my shoulders to hold me in position. From that point on, I was just floating, feeling them sliding in and out of my pussy and opening me up as far as I could be open. A moment later, my husband tensed up and said he was too close to coming, so he had to stop moving, just leave his cock inside me and feel as fuck. I whispered to my brother to go harder and faster, and I began flicking my clit with force. My brother's cock began ramming quickly in and out, rubbing right against the sensitive top ridge of my vagina. The intensity of it quickly brought me to the verge of orgasm, and I had to tell them both to come in me as soon as they could. The moment I said it was like I pulled a trigger. We all instantly began writhing and thrusting, spasming and exploding. Rigged my clit as hard as I could and slammed my pussy back and down onto their pulsing shafts. My brother was smashing his hips into mine this time, gripping my shoulders and ramming his cock as hard as he could into my pussy. I felt myself release more wetness all over them as they emptied themselves into me. Our fluids mixed, coating their cocks and flooding my insides until it had nowhere to go and began overflowing out all over us. We were spent. I don't remember anything else except collapsing onto the bed and falling asleep between them, feeling the most contented and safe and desired that I'd ever felt in my life. I wanted it to always be this way. But I realized I'd have to wait and see.